Here's your money briefing for Thursday, July 21st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. 2022 has been a rough year for people's stock portfolios and their 401ks. Now, losses from the market turmoil, along with higher interest rates, are causing investors to pour record amounts of money into what many see as a safer investment, but one that many people know little about: fixed-rate annuities.
It works as a savings contract. It is an annual interest rate it promises to pay you, and it's going to pay that per year. And then at the end of that period, you're going to get your money back. You'll get your principal and your interest.
Coming up, we'll check in with our insurance industry reporter, Leslie Sism, for a little annuities 101, how it could fit in with your other investments and some risks to watch for. That's after the break. The steep ups and downs in the stock market are leading many investors to seek alternative ways to protect their money, and many are turning to a type of investment that doesn't always grab the spotlight: annuities. So how do they work, and why are they considered safer than investing in stocks? WSJ insurance industry reporter Leslie Sism recently wrote about the newfound popularity of annuities, and she's with us now. Leslie, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
So first of all, Leslie, boil this down for us for a moment. What is an annuity, and how does it work?
It works as a savings contract akin to a bank certificate of deposit. You will hand over a lump sum to a life insurance company. The life insurer then will invest that money, typically in bonds, typically high quality bonds. The life insurer then promises to return your principal with a specified amount of annual interest to you at the end of the period specified in the contract. These are called fixed rate annuities. They're not variable rate. So the contract specifies a fixed rate of interest per year. 3 to 5 years is typically what consumers like. They can go as short as 1 year. They can go 7 or even longer years. The insurance company then has a fixed rate. It is an annual interest rate it promises to pay you. And it's going to pay that per year. And then at the end of that period, you're going to get your money back from the insurance company. You'll get your principal and your interest.
All right. So who are annuities typically geared toward?
Annuities typically are favored by older people. And by older, I mean folks in their 50s all the way into their 70s. At New York Life and some of the other life insurers I spoke with, the typical buyer is putting $150,000 into one of these contracts. So you can see it's not typically something that a young person goes for. Young people often will have more of their money in stocks. They want to get the capital gains, the growth from these stocks, whereas older people are starting to put larger parts of their portfolios into safer investments, less volatile investments. And that's often been muni bonds or bond funds from mutual fund companies or annuities. And in recent years, the bond funds have been very popular with a lot of the people in the 50s, 60s age range. However, many bond funds have lost money in the last year as interest rates have been rising in the United States.
Yeah, you're right that the rising interest in annuities has a lot to do with the Fed raising interest rates this year. So how do those higher rates work into the pros and cons of annuities?
One of the contracts we mentioned in the story is from New York Life, and it is promising an annual rate of 3.2% a year on a 3-year contract. New York Life a year ago was paying 1.6% a year for 3 years. And there are some 5-year contracts that paid 4.25% a year. So now one of the negatives of getting into fixed rate annuities right now is that some of the better rates are in 3-year contracts. A lot of people think interest rates are going to keep rising over the next couple years. So while 3.2% sounds really good right now and is better than many other options where other options are going down, in a year or so, if interest rates rise sharply, 3.2% might not sound as attractive as it sounds today.
Now, at the same time, we've seen the stock market fall quite a bit from recent highs. How is that volatility in stocks changing the way people are thinking about annuities?
people have been unsettled by how much the stock market has fallen in recent months, and especially older people who may have retired already or anticipate retirement are nervous about keeping as much money as they may have there because they're not going to have that many more years to work and bring in new money to invest for the future. So they've got to worry about preserving the money they have. So some of the older people have been moving some money out of stocks. So they need a new home for that money. Annuities and bank certificates of deposit always have been available as options, but they haven't been very popular because in both those instances, you generally have to commit your money for a set period of time. So a lot of people in good times, they will avoid instruments that will have them tying up their money. However, with stock and bond funds disappointing so many people, the annuities become relatively more attractive in this environment. And people say, darn it, I've got to have my money somewhere. I can let that money ride for 3 years, perhaps, and I'm comfortable committing it to an insurance company for 3 years. I can do without tapping into that money. So let me just move this portion of money there. So that's one reason these annuities, which have always been an option, are being chosen.
Now, you mentioned earlier how it could cost people potential earnings if they get into a fixed rate annuity and then rates continue to rise. But what other risks should people be aware of?
One of the risks is that you will need your money for an emergency or for some purpose you didn't envision, and you'll want to withdraw that money before the contract period ends. There is the ability to withdraw some money penalty-free every year, but if you need to withdraw more than that amount of money, you could be hit with a withdrawal penalty. The withdrawal penalty could be as bad as, say, 7% of the money you invested.
Something to think about. All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Leslie Sism. Leslie, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.